Blackstone Audio presents Out Came the Sun, Overcoming the Legacy of Mental Illness, Addiction, and Suicide in My Family by Mariel Hemingway with Ben Greenman. This book is read by Mariel Hemingway. I dedicate this book to Bobby Williams, who has given me the gift of always seeing me as whole and complete. I am forever grateful for your guidance, love, and support. Chapter 1. The Sound in My Dream. I heard the noise in my dream first. I couldn't remember the dream, not exactly. But I knew there was a shelf and something teetering on it. When it toppled, it smashed to the floor with a loud crash. My eyes fluttered open. I was safe in my bed. My sister was on the other side of the room, safe in hers. A nightlight glowed warmly from the corner. All was good. It was just a dream. I closed my eyes and tried to sink back into the comfort of sleep. But then there was another crash and a dull thump,
and words I couldn't quite make out, spoken at high volumes by two voices.
The voices were coming from downstairs. One was clipped and efficient, unemotional, even in anger. That was my mother. The other was louder, deeper, my father. The higher voice stabbed at the air. The lower voice responded. My eyes came open again. The night had started promisingly. We were hosting a dinner party at our house. My parents were like many other American couples in the mid-60s. My father, Jack, was big and broad. He wore fishing shirts and khaki pants during the day and transitioned to something slightly more formal in the evenings. A cleaner shirt, maybe plaid, and corduroys. My mother, Puck, her real name was Byra Louise,